B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf lamed tes. We're going to start at the Mishnah in the middle of the Omud. The previous sugya took us into the middle of this Omud, and the same is going to happen with today's daf. We're going to go into the middle of daf mem, and it's just easier that way because getting into the middle of a sugya at the beginning of a shir is that little bit more complicated. The person's brain gets used to a sugya and the flow of the sugya, so we wanted to finish the sugya. Says the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And let's remember in the previous Mishnah, in the previous sugya we discussed, if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, are they considered one Kedusha? Are they considered two Kedushas? And we saw a number of halachic ramifications. Now we're going to discuss Rosh Hashanah. We know, and that's just a short introduction, that whereas Shabbos and Yom Tov, when they're next to each other, there is no doubt in the world that both of them are Kodesh. There's Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov. The question is, if they're both together, do we look at them as one Kedusha or two Kedushas? Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Tov, according to the letter of the law, as with all Yomim Tovim, the Yom Tov Min HaTorah is one day. But in contrast to other Yomim Tovim, we have an issue with Rosh Hashanah. Other Yomim Tovim, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Pesach, whether it's Sukkos, they are not so close to Rosh Chodesh. And we know that back in the day, in the early times, how did they used to determine whether Rosh Chodesh was on day 30 of the previous month, or whether the previous month had an extended time of day 30 and the new month started on the 31st day, calling the previous month Meuberes, similar to a pregnant woman whose stomach is sticking out a little bit, so too a month of 30 days and the next month starting on day 31 is called a month Meuberes. How did they determine that? Very simple, two witnesses would come and say, we saw the new moon. If the witnesses came on day 30, then they would declare day 30 as being Rosh Chodesh, as being day 1 of the next month, and then it will become apparent that the previous month had 29 days. If witnesses do not come on day 30, then by default, day 31 becomes Rosh Chodesh. So let's take Nisan for example. Whenever Rosh Chodesh was, they had 2 weeks to let people know whether the previous month was 29 days or 30 days, what day was Aleph Nisan, and then they'll know when to bring the Korban Pesach and when the Yom Tov of Pesach starts. The same is with Sukkos, that we have 15 days in order to get word round. The problem is Rosh Hashanah itself is on Rosh Chodesh. So if day 30 of Elul becomes Rosh Chodesh, then day 30 of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. The very day the witnesses come is Rosh Hashanah. So if the witnesses come at 12 in the afternoon, then 12 in the afternoon, it's becoming clear that that day is Rosh Hashanah, and the next day is just a regular weekday. If Edim do not come, if witnesses do not come on day 30, then the next day is Rosh Hashanah. And besides the people that were extremely close to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Sanhedrin, to the Beis Din that declared when Rosh Chodesh was, even within Yerushalayim, and even more so the cities a little bit further afield, there was no time to get word round on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Hashanah. So what did they do? They had no choice. That they had to make, even in Eretz Yisrael, they had to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The 30th day of Elul and the 31st day, so to speak, are both considered as being the first of Tishri, that we have to take into account that both of those days could be Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we practice Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah on both of those days. In actual fact, in absolute truth, only one of the days can be the first day of the month. Only one of those days is Aleph. If witnesses come on day 30, that day becomes Aleph. If not, day 31 becomes Aleph. So even though everybody has to practice, even in Eretz Yisrael, has to practice 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but that's only because we don't know. And it's clear that at the back of our minds, we know that in absolute truth, any one of those 2 days is really a weekday, not a Yom Tov. The Chachomim said you have to act as if it's Yom Tov. And that's going to be the discussion here. If you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then do we say that since the Chachomim said that you have to keep 2 days, therefore it's considered like one Kedusha? Or do we say no? Since in truth we know that only one day is really the Rosh Hashanah and the other day is just a weekday that the Chachomim said we have to act as if it's Yom Tov, therefore the 2 days are independent of each other and it's as if there's 2 days of two Kedushos, two separate Kedushos. And we'll see there's a number of ramifications and halachic considerations in this discussion. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are considered as two separate Kedushos. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shehaya Yorei Shemotis Aber, since we didn't know whether the Elul is going to become a Mu'beres and Rosh Hashanah is going to be on day 31, or if Rosh Hashanah is not going to be Mu'beres and day 30 will be Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if somebody wants to use an Eruv on Rosh Hashanah to be able to carry beyond the 2,000 Amos from his city, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvin, he has to make two Eruvs, one for the first day, one for the second day. Vo'emer, and he says, and this is a similar terms as we saw in the previous Mishnah, Eruvi Barisha in the Mizrach, he can say that I want to have the one, the Eruv, let's call it B, which is 2,000 Amos away from A, depending on the previous Sugya, let's say it's 1,000 Amos east of A, but he makes one Eruv east of A for the first day Rosh Hashanah, Ubasheni the Ma'ariv. And for the second day Rosh Hashanah, he's going to put an Eruv, make an Eruv, west of A. Barishayin le-Mairav, or on the first day, west of A, u'b'sheini le-Mizrach, and on the second day, east of A, A being the town which is positioned in. Eruvi Barishayin, or you can say, I'm making just one Eruv, either east or west, and I only want that Eruv to be valid on the first day. And then on the first day, I'll be allowed to go 2,000 Amas around that Eruv, u'b'sheini, but on the second day, I want no Eruv, k'bnei iri, I want to be part of A, which is the town I'm in, and then I can go 2,000 Amos in any direction from A. Or Eruv e'b'sheini, I want my Eruv only to be valid for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, u'b'rishon k'bnei iri, and on the first day, I want to be like the people of my city. That was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are definitely two Kedushos. The Chachomim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They held that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a single Kedusha. That was one Machleikus. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda, another Machleikus, a similar Machleikus. Masne Odom al-Kalkolo b'yom tev rishoin v'oichlo b'sheini. If somebody has a basket of produce, of fruits, that are tevel. He cannot eat them. The halacha is, you're not allowed to be mafresh, to separate trumas and maestras on Yom Tov. It's called fixing the fruits, preparing them, making them edible. So what does he say? So Rabbi Yehuda says, he can say as follows, he makes masne, he makes a condition. He takes some of the fruit off and says, if today is weekday, then I can separate the trumas. Then what I separated should be trumas, and what's left in the basket is not tevel. If today is Yom Tov, then what I did is nothing. Then he waits till tomorrow, second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now he says, if yesterday was Yom Tov, in which case the separation of yesterday was not valid, then today is weekday, and then what I separated yesterday, I want it today to become truma, and then the rest will not be tevel. If, however, yesterday was weekday, and today is Yom Tov, then what I separated yesterday was valid, and what I'm talking now is got no relevance, because the Truma was already valid yesterday. And either way, after you say this, and you make this condition, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Truma is valid, either because of the first day or because of the second day, and the rest of the fruits are not Tevel anymore. So Yehuda said, since the 2 days are clearly two Kedushos, which means that any one day takes into account that the other day is not Kodosh, it's actually a weekday. And therefore, Masne Odom ala Kalkolo, he can make a condition on the basket of fruits, of produce, Beyom Tov Rishon, He makes the condition on the first day, and when he continues on the second day to finish off saying what he's supposed to say, he can then eat the fruits on the second day. And an egg that was laid on the first day, he's allowed to eat on the second day for the same reason. If the first day is weekday, there's no problem with eating on the second day, which is Yom Tov, no problem of eating on Yom Tov an egg that was laid on the day before Yom Tov. If the first day was Yom Tov, an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. But the second day is weekday, if the first day was Yom Tov, in absolute truth. And therefore, either way, you can eat the egg on the second day, if it was laid on the first day. Both of these cases, also with the truma and with the egg, the Chachomim did not agree. The Chachomim said, we look at the 2 days of Yom Tov as being one long day, and they are both considered Yom Tov. So you cannot take Trumas and Maestros on either of the days. And you can, if an egg is laid on any of those days, you cannot eat it on any of those days because it's one long Yom Tov. And they did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanus Oimer. Ha'ivir lefnei ha'teva b'Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah. Somebody, a shliach tzibur, who is davening by the Omud on Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says as follows, Hachalitzeinu Hashem Elekeinu, Hashem should fortify us as Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. He should say that, as we said before, Rosh Hashanah is always the first day of the month of Tishri. So Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Chodesh, by default. And therefore, in the same way as if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, we mention Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah. So too, if it's Rosh Hashanah, Reb Doisa ben Hurkanus, he says two things. Number one, the Shliach Tzibur actually mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But even more than that, he says. And he adds, Im hayoim, im lemochor, if it's today, then for today. And if it's tomorrow, then tomorrow. That means on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he says in the Tfilah, Hashem, fortify us today on the Rosh Chodesh, if today is Rosh Chodesh. If today is not Rosh Chodesh, then you'll fortify us tomorrow. And on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Shliach Tzibur says, Im ayoim, im emesh. Fortify us on Rosh Chodesh if today the second day is Rosh Chodesh, and if not, then yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. The Chachomim did not agree with him. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Did they not agree with him? Bichlal, and they held you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to see in the Gemara, there's some logical reason to not mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. Or no, of course they agree you mention Rosh Chodesh, but they were not happy with the fact that you mention the today and the yesterday. Because the Chachomim hold that the 2 days are one long day, and therefore it's one long Rosh Chodesh. And therefore you do not make a condition and say, fortify us today, if today is Rosh Chodesh, and if not, then yesterday or tomorrow. So we'll see in the Gemara on what aspect the Chachomim did not agree with Reb Doisa ben Hurkanus. Says the Gemara, Man loy hoiduloy. Who is the Tana that holds that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are one Kedusha, not two Kedushas? Who are the Chachomim that are constantly arguing with Reb Yehuda in this Mishnah? Omar Rav, Rav said Rabbi Yosi, we know it's Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Moidim Chachomim l'Rabbi Eliezer. We saw in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov together, they are considered two Kedushas. Says the Chachomim, says the Braisa, that the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Chachomim argued with Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah, and they held that Shabbos and Yom Tov is considered one Kedusha, they agreed, Barosh Hashanah, Shehoya Yorei Shemotis Abir, that in Rosh Hashanah, that the Chachomim said you make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because they didn't know, you would never really be able to know in real time which day is Rosh Hashanah, which day not. So the Chachomim agree that on Rosh Hashanah, they agreed to what Rabbi Eliezer said on a regular Yom Tov with Shabbos, that it's considered two Kedushos. Why? Because they say that in absolute truth, any one of them is Chol, is weekday. And therefore, you cannot say it's one long Kedusha. That's what the Chachomim say. And therefore, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvin, you have to make two separate Eruvs. Va'omer, and he says, Eruvi Barishon in the Mizrach, ubasheni lemayrev, like we saw in our Mishnah, bereshein lemayrev, besheni lemizrach, one day on the east, one day on the west, eruvi bereshein, I'll make an eruv for the first day, ubasheni kubneiri, and the second day no eruv, eruvi besheni, an eruv on the second day, ubereshein kubneiri, on the first day no eruv. That's what the Chachomim hold, it's two kedushas. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one day, and therefore you cannot make separate eruvs and separate directions for each of the 2 days. So you see clearly that it's Rabbi Yossi who holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered one kedusha, and he is the Chachomim in our Mishnah that argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Omalehen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to the Chachomim, "Iyatem moedim, do you Chachomim not agree with me? She'im bo eidim min amincho lemailo. Let's say that you have 2 days, the 30th of Elul, so to speak, and the 31st day. There is no 31st day. The 31st day by default would be the first day. But maybe the 30th day is the first day. So what happens if eidim come, witnesses come on day 30, from Mincha time and on, late afternoon, the Eidim come and say, we are now witness and testifying today, the 30th of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. Which means it's clear that Rosh Chodesh is on 30th of Elul. Nothing to talk about. It's clear. Eidim came. Day 31 is now a weekday. That's what should be the case. However, the Chachomim said that if you're going to allow these Eidim who come late afternoon to make Rosh Hashanah now on day 30, then we have an issue with that. Why? Because we know that when they would offer the Korban Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash, then they would sing Shira, the Levim would sing whilst the Korban Tomid was being offered. And there was a different song for the morning, a different song for the afternoon, a different song for weekday, a different song for Yom Tov. Here you've got a day, 30th of Elul. In the morning, the witnesses hadn't come yet. It's a weekday. In the afternoon, when they slaughtered the Korban Tomid of the afternoon, also, they sang the weekday song. Now witnesses come. Today, 30th of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. And the Korbanos were all offered with the Shira, with the song of weekday. The Chachomim didn't want that, and therefore they said, even if the witnesses come on day 30, we are not making Rosh Hashanah on day 30, we are making Rosh Hashanah on day 31. If the witnesses come before the afternoon Tomid is brought, we can make the 30th of Elul Rosh Hashanah. If not, it's definitely not Rosh Hashanah. If so, if you hold that it's two Kedushos, then after the witnesses come, or more accurately, late afternoon on day 30, is definitely not Rosh Hashanah. The question is, if so, can we act on it like it's a weekday? If you say it's one Kedusha, and the Chachomim said that you have to keep 2 full days for whatever reason they said, then that's fine. Then it's one Kedusha. But if you say it's two Kedusha, it's because every day is a doubt. Late afternoon is definitely not a doubt. On late afternoon of the first day, in the event the witnesses didn't come previously, is definitely now, in the Beis HaMikdash, is definitely not Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yossi says, Iyatem moedim, do you Chachomim not agree? She'im bo eidim in amin cho lemailo, if witnesses come after, late afternoon on day 30, she'ne'egin oisa ayoim kodesh, ulemochor kodesh, that not only is tomorrow Rosh Hashanah and is kodesh, but even day 30 is kodesh. Why is day 30 kodesh? You know it's not Rosh Hashanah today. It's become clear the witnesses hadn't arrived early enough. It must be that the 2 days, according to the Chachomim said, the 2 days is considered one Kedusha. And that is asking against the Chachomim, who say that it's considered two Kedushas. If it's two Kedushas, then once it's clear, once it becomes clear that day 30 is definitely not going to become Rosh Hashanah, why are you acting on it as if it's Kodesh? The Rabbonon, how the Rabbonon going to answer this question? As far as the Kedusha is concerned, you're right. It's a weekday, and there's no reason in the world to act in it as if it's Kodesh. If you hold the 2 days of one Kedusha, it's one long day of 48 hours, it doesn't matter when the Edim come. But if you say it's two Kedushos, and the reason it's two Kedushos is because there's always a doubt, one of the days is a Chol, once it becomes apparent and clear that the first day is Chol, there's no good reason really that they should be keeping it as a Yom Tov. However, you have to keep it as Kadosh. Why? Because otherwise, in another year, where the Edim are going to come earlier, people are going to be lax, and they're going to say, last year, in the afternoon, it was weekday, it was nothing. So even the next year, they're going to say, in the afternoon, you can do melachas. In the late afternoon. And that's going to be very bad, because maybe next year, the witnesses will come earlier, and the first day will be the real Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the Chachamim said, you mustn't do any melachas, and you have to keep it as Kaddish. But not because it's one Kedusha. Continues the Gemara. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda argues in three cases with an Eruv, whether, that means Rabbi Yehuda holds that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered two separate days, two Kedushos, which means that even though according to the Chachomim told us that we have to keep 2 days as Kaddish, but since any day is relative to the other day, could be a weekday, therefore it's considered as two separate Kedushos. And we had this same argument in three cases. Number one, that you have to make a separate Eruv for each day. Number two, that you can take Truma, make a condition, separate the Truma on the first day, and then eat it on the second day. And if an egg is born, is laid on the first day, you can eat it on the second day. And these are three cases, three ramifications, I would say, to the same halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, the same opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the 2 days are considered two separate kedushos. And the Gemara says, Utsricha, we need to explain why it was necessary for Rabbi Yehuda to tell us this halacha in all three cases. Diyosh minon Rosh Hashanah, if it would only tell us the first case, which is Eruv, the word Rosh Hashanah is a little bit not so clear. The Bach changes it, Diyosh minon Reisha. Not Rosh Hashanah, but Reisha. If you would only say the first case, which is telling us that you have to make two Eruvs. Bahak Omer Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda says that you make two separate Eruvs. Mishum Deloika Ovid Midi, because you're allowed to make an Eruv on the first day for the second day because you're not really doing anything. You're not engaging in an activity, and therefore it was allowed. Aval Kalkola, the Merzik Masakin Tivlo. But regarding the basket with produce, where it looks like you're fixing the Tevel, preparing it to eat, Eima Moidul Rabbonon, I may have thought that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbonon that you're not allowed to do that on either day. That means you're not allowed to do this whole condition on the first day, on the second day, because it's very clear that you're fixing the fruits, and that's something you shouldn't do on a day that the Chachomim said you have to act Yom Tov. And therefore we need Rabbi Yehuda to say that even though it looks like you're fixing the Tevel, you're allowed to do it. V'yesh minon hanitarti, if Rabbi Yehuda would only have told us those two cases, Eruv and Truma, Mishum deleka lemigzar elayu, because there's no good reason that we should not allow you to do it. Aval beitza, but in the case of an egg that's born on one day, that you can eat it on the second day, deika lemigzar bo, for the very same reason that an egg that's born, that was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it that day, for one of two reasons we're about to see, I may have thought that those same reasons should apply even if it's 2 days. And even if it was laid on the first day, it should be also the second day. Either Mishum Perus Hanoshrim, either because it's similar to fruits that have fallen off a tree, and we do not want you to use those fruits on Shabbos Yom Tov because we're afraid if we allow you to use fruits that have fallen off a tree, you're going to come to pull fruits off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and that's seriously asa. Or mishum mashkin shezavu, or because it's an egg that's laid is similar to juices that have oozed out of fruits, which we do not allow you to use those juices on Yom Tov because we're afraid you're going to squeeze the fruits on Yom Tov. And Eima Moidul Rabbonon, I may have thought that since those are the two reasons that you're not allowed to use an egg that was laid on Yom Tov on that same day, maybe the same will apply, that you're not allowed to use it even the next day on Yom Tov, because this was an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. And therefore you should be concerned about these things and not allow you to use it even on the second day. Tzricha, that's why we need Rabbi Yehuda to tell us that even in the case of the egg, it's two kedushos, and since relative to each kedusha, the other day is a weekday, you're allowed an egg that was laid on the first day, you're allowed to eat on the second day. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa. Keitzad Omar Rabbi Yehuda. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to make a condition with a basket of fruit, and make the condition on the first day and eat it on the second day. Let's hear, how did this procedure work? So we learned the Mishnah, we explained it, and it came from this Gemara. Masne odom ala kalkolo b'yoim tov rishon v'oichlo b'sheini. This that Rabbi Yehuda says you make a condition on the first day and eat it on the second day. How does that work? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, ho yulafon of shtei kalkolis. If a person had two baskets of produce or fruits, shel tevel, that trumos had not been taken from it. Oimer, and he says as follows, if today the first day of Rosh Hashanah is really weekday, that means if it will be apparent that tomorrow is the first day of Tishri, not today, today is the 30th of Elul, ulamochor kodesh, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, tehezu truma, then if it's a weekday, I'm allowed to separate trumas in a weekday. Then this basket should be truma alzu on the other basket. If, however, today is Rosh Hashanah, ulamochor choil, and tomorrow, in absolute truth, is a weekday, in bedvorai klum, then just pretend I haven't said anything. V'koira le'ashem, and he says, in these are the fruits that I'm talking about, that I've separated, these are truma in the event that today is a weekday. U'manicha, and he just leaves them aside. He's not allowed to eat anything yet, because maybe it's yontav, and then you cannot separate truma, and it's all still tevel. Ulamachar oimer, what does he say tomorrow? Ima yoim choil, if today being the second day is a weekday, tehezu trumalzu, the parts that I separated yesterday for truma, and was, since yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, it was not a valid separation, today it's truma. Vima yoim kodesh, but if today is Yom Tov, then yesterday was not Yom Tov, ein bedvorai klum, then what I'm saying today is just disregard it, and what I said yesterday was valid. V'koyro le'oshem, and he separates those fruits, or he keeps them separated, and he says, these are the fruits that will be truma in the event that today is the weekday. V'oichlo, and he's allowed to eat the fruits on the second day. Rabbi Yossi says it's osa, because he holds that the 2 days are considered one kedusha, and you're not allowed to take trumas on Yom Tov. Not only on Rosh Hashanah, but also any 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz, where for the same reason, since in Chutz La'aretz, any Yom Tov, they didn't know exactly when the month started, even Sukkot and Pesach. And it's not on Rosh Chodesh, it's 2 weeks into the month, but it was too far distance for the messengers of Beis Din to reach Chutz La'aretz. And therefore in Chutz La'aretz, we always wait. We always keep 2 days. Rav Yossi says the same applies there. Both days are considered one kedusha, and you cannot take truma in the way Rav Yossi said, in the way Rav Yehuda suggested here. Continues the Gemara. Hahu bar tavya. There was this deer. De'osa lebe resh kelusa. It was brought to the resh kelusa to be his Yom Tov meal, Rosh Hashanah. When Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galyos, Yom Tov Rishon, they trapped it, they caught it on the first day of Yom Tov, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Galyos, this was in the Golus, the Resh Galusa was the head of the Golus, and it was the first day, they caught the animal on the first day. And V'ishchat Yom Tov Sheni, and they slaughtered it, they shechted it on the second day. Rav Nachman V'Rav Chizda Ochli, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, who were present in the home of the Resh Galusa, they ate it because they held it's two kedushas. And they said, either way, if yesterday was Yom Tov, today is a weekday. If yesterday was a weekday, today is Yom Tov. Either way, if it was trapped yesterday, you're not allowed to trap on Yom Tov. But if it was trapped yesterday and it was shechted today, you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, then whatever way you hold it, I'm allowed to eat it today. Rav Sheshes Le'ochal, Rav Sheshes held the 2 days is considered one Kedusha, and since it was trapped on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to benefit from it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, and therefore Rav Sheshes did not eat from the deer in the home of the Resh Galusa. Omer of Nachman. Rav Nachman commented, "My avid leiler of sheishes de lo ochel bisra de tavya. What can we do to change Rav Sheishes' mind? What would have to happen for Rav Sheishes to have, he didn't eat from the deer?" Omer leir of Sheishes. Rav Sheishes said, "Veheicha eichel de toni isi. How can I eat it when isi said as follows?" Va'omri lo, others said in a different tune but the same effect, "Isi toni. Did isi not say as follows, and therefore I can't eat? What did Isi say?" Rav Sheisha said, "I don't understand. Did Rabbi Yossi not say that 2 days of Golus is..." And Isi said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that the 2 days of Chutz Laretz, 2 days of Yom Tov, are considered one Kedusha. And if it's one Kedusha, if it was trapped on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. And the fact that it's the second day doesn't matter, it's one Kedusha. Omar Rava. Rava said, "Umay Kasha, what was bothering Rav Sheishes? So it's true that Rabbi Yossi said the 2 days are one Kedusha. Why did that mean that Rav Sheishes couldn't eat from this deer in the home of the Resh Kedusha on the second day of Yom Tov? Dilma hochi koma. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yomim tovim sh'Rosh Hashanah b'goyla. Maybe what Isi meant was that what Rabbi Yossi actually said is not like it was repeated here, that on any 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz Laretz it's one Kedusha. No, maybe Rabbi Yossi only said it regarding Rosh Hashanah. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, also in Chutz Laretz, Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. And that's what Rabbi Yossi was adding. Also in Chutz Laretz, but only Rosh Hashanah. But on any other 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, over there, where it's clearly just a sofik, it's not like Rosh Hashanah, where the Chachomim had to make a decree that everywhere you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov, even in Eretz Yisrael. Over there, it's just Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz just don't know which day it is. They have to keep 2 days. But maybe over there, Rabbi Yossi agrees, it's considered two Kedushas. And therefore, Rav Sheishes should have been able to eat from the deer on the second day of Yom Tov. Yehocha, says the Gemara, if you're right that what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that the 2 days in Chutz La'aretz that are considered one Kedusha is referring to even only just Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz, Yehocha shel Goliyos b'goylam miboyle. Why is the term that Rabbi Yossi used? Rabbi Yossi used the term V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oisa b'shnei yomim tovim shel Goliyos. The 2 days of Yom Tov of the diaspora. It should have just said Begoyla, in the diaspora, meaning that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even in the diaspora, not any 2 days of Yom Tov in Golus. Omer Rabasi, Umay Kashya. Rabasi says, "I don't understand what you're saying, that because it says the word Goliyos, therefore it seems to be that any 2 days of Yom Tov are considered one Kedusha. Dilma Achika Omer. Maybe we have to read it as follows. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oiser isa shnei yomim tovim shel Goliyos k'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah l'rabbonon. It's true, we're talking about a regular 2 days, a regular Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah. And what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that on a regular Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Chutz La'aretz, the 2 days of Chutz La'aretz are similar to Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbonon. I, Rabbi Yossi, say that Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. And the Chachomim say even Rosh Hashanah is two Kedushas. But Rabbi Yossi said that any 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Other Yomim Tovim have the status of Yom Tov like the Chachomim said in Eretz Yisrael, in which case we are talking about all the Goliyos. But it's two Kedushas. And then again, Rav Sheishes could have eaten from this deer. So let's read this inside. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oisush isa shnei yomim tovim shel Goliyos. A regular 2 days Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz is k'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, is like 2 days Rosh Hashanah, not according to me, Rabbi Yossi, l'rabbonon. It's similar to what the Rabbonon say on Rosh Hashanah, which is two kedushas. The sharu, that is, one's allowed to eat if they caught an animal on the first day, you're allowed to shecht it the second day and eat it. And just before we continue, Rashi stresses that it was actually a goy that caught the animal. on Yom Tov. It wasn't a Yisrael. It's seriously also to catch an animal on Yom Tov. But if a Goy catches an animal on Yom Tov, on that Yom Tov, a Yisrael is not allowed to use that animal on Yom Tov. But on the next day, that's the discussion here. Continues the Gemara. Ashkeche Rav Sheshes l'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes, as we saw before, he did not want to eat the meat of this deer that was caught, that was trapped on the first day of Yontov Sheni in Golos, of Yontov of Golos, and didn't want to eat it on the second day. And they challenged him, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. They said, you are allowed to eat it. Rav Sheshes says, you're not allowed to. He held the 2 days was one Kedusha based on his understanding of Rabbi Yossi. We challenged that. We said, maybe Rabbi Yossi says it's that when is it one Kedusha? Only Rosh Hashanah in Chutz Loretz, not regular 2 days Yom Tov. If the regular 2 days Yom Tov is considered two Kedushas, and then Rav Sheshes could have eaten the meat. Rav Sheshes was out to verify and to inquire what's the truth here. Ashkeche Rav Sheshes to Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Omer Lei, and he asked him, Toni Mar Midi B'Kedushas, did you learn anything about the Kedushas 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Loretz? Is it considered one Kedusha, two Kedushas? Omer Lei, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said to Rav Sheshes, Tonina, we learned that Moide Rabbi Yossi B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golyos. Rabbi Yossi holds that only Rosh Hashanah is considered one Kedusha, but a regular 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Loretz is considered 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, of 2 days of Yom Tov, sorry, two Kedushas. If so, Rav Sheshes could well have eaten from this deer. Omar Lei, so Rav Sheshes said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Imishkachas luhu, if you find Rav Nachman or Rav Chisda, loy teima luhu veloy midi, please don't discuss this with them because it will become clear to them that I made a mistake and I could have eaten from the deer and I didn't. And this is, and at the end of the day, Rav Sheshes agreed that the 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz Laretz are considered two Kedushas and he could have eaten it. Continues the Gemara. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says, L'didi Omer li Amemer. Amemer told me that Ahu Bar Tavya, that story with the deer in the Resh Gelusa, Lav Itzude Itzud. It wasn't, the case was not that on the first day of Yom Tov, a goy trapped the animal, trapped the deer, and the second day it was slaughtered and offered to be to these chachomim in the home of the Resh Gelusa. Elo mechutz l'tchum osa. It was brought in from outside the tchum, into the tchum, to the Resh Gelusa. And on the very same day they shechted it, and it was offered to these chachomim. Mand ochel, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda who ate, sovar they held, Habo b'shvil Yisrael, if a goy brings something from outside the tchum into the tchum for one Yisrael, b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutali Yisrael acher, it's allowed for a different Yisrael. So it was brought in for the Resh Gelusa. The Resh Gelusa was not allowed to eat from it, but Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, it was not brought in specifically for them. They were allowed to eat it. Uman deloy ochal and Rav Sheshes, who didn't eat from the meat, sovar he held, kol de'osi lebei Resh Gelusa, anything that was brought to the home of the Resh Gelusa, which was the head of the whole Golus, adata de kulu rabbonon osu. It was brought with the intentions of feeding all the chachomim that were often present in the home of the Resh Gelusa, and therefore Rav Sheshes says, I can't eat it because I am one of the chachomim in the home of the Resh Gelusa, and it was brought in also for me, so I cannot eat it. Asks the Gemara, v'ha'ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rabbi Bar Shmuel v'omar lei v'chulu. Let's remember, the story had a continuation. Rav Sheshes then asked Rabbi Bar Shmuel, what do you know about the Kedushas, 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz? Is it one Kedusha? Is it two Kedushas? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? If the story was that, if the argument between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda on one side, Rav Sheshes on the other side, was about whether food that's given to the Resh Gelusa, when things are brought from outside the Tchum to the Resh Gelusa, whether it was intended for all the Chachomim or not, and it was all on the same day. It was not a discussion of 2 days of Chutz Loretz, is it one Kedusha, is it not? Why was Rav Sheshes inquiring about whether it was two Kedushas or not, if that wasn't the story? Answers the Gemara, Loi hoyu dvorim me'olam. Indeed, according to Rav Ashi, the whole continuation, the whole dialogue that we supposedly saw that Rav Sheish has had with Rabbi Bar Shmuel, it never happened. Rav Sheish has never asked Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel never answered Rav Sheish. It was lohoyu dvorim ba'ilam. It never happened. Continues the Gemara. Hahu lifta da'osi lemechuza. Lifta, which is something that grows, a type of a vegetable, that was brought to a place of called mechuza. And it was brought from outside the tchum. Nofak Rova went out, Chazio de Kamisha. He saw that they were wilted already. He saw that they were not completely fresh. Shara Rova le Mizvan Mine. So Rova says you're allowed to buy it. You're allowed to buy it on Yom Tov. Because we know that it was not picked from the ground today. Omar, and he explained, Havadai Me'esmil Nekra. It was definitely plucked the day before. If it was plucked today, you're not allowed to use it today. But if it was not plucked today, then you're allowed to buy it from the goy, you're allowed to eat it. My omrus, mechutz l'tchum asya. Obviously, we're talking about it was brought from outside the tchum, and the Rava said that you're allowed to buy it from them. But the question is, habo bishvil Yisrael ze, mutalecho l'Yisrael achir. V'kolshkein hay da'adat d'nochrim asya. It's not a question, it's a statement. Rava says, or the Gemara is explaining, since it was brought from outside the Tchum into the Tchum, not for this particular Yisrael, it was actually not brought for any Yisrael. The Goyim brought it from outside the Tchum. They picked it beforehand, the day before. They brought it from outside the Tchum to sell to the Goyim. So it was not picked today. It was not brought in for the Yisrael. So Yisrael is allowed to buy it. Kiven dechazet to komafshi umayselu. When they realize, when Rava realized that the Goyim are bringing a lot of these produce from outside the Tchum, obviously realizing that the Yidden, the Yisrael, are buying from them, so now they do intend, they do import it, bring it in with the intentions of selling it to the Yisrael. At that point, Osar Luhu, Rava said to the people of Mechuza, you can no longer buy it from the Goyim on Yom Tov, because they are bringing it from outside the Tchum into the Tchum, specially for you. Continues the Gemara. Hanu be ganono de gozuluhu asa b'yom tov sheni. The ganono were the people that would arrange the canopies that would be used for the chasanim. And they would very typically, they would adorn it, they would put hadasim on it, the very pleasant smelling hadasim, they would put in these canopies. And de gozuluhu asa, the goyim, cut down some hadasim for these ganono, for these people, these who are Yisrael, they were Yidden. He cut down the hadasim beyond Tov Sheni, on Yom Tov Sheni, cut it down in order for them to use in the canopies. Lu'urta, in the evening, Sharalu Ravina, it was Matzah Yom Tov Sheni of Golios. Ravina said, Sharalu, you're allowed to la'iruche be'la alto. Immediately at the end, when Yom Tov is out, you're allowed to smell from these, and you're allowed to have benefits from these hadasim. You cannot have benefit on Yom Tov for them because they were cut down for you on Yom Tov, but immediately after Yom Tov, it's okay. The question is, normally we know that when a melacha is done for Yisrael, Yisrael is not allowed to benefit from it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, and that includes immediately after Yom Tov for the amount of time that it would have taken to cut it down, because that's also part of the benefit. If it will take quarter of an hour to cut down these hadasim and bring it to the Yisrael, then if you're going to have smelled these hadasim in the first 15 minutes after Yom Tov is out, you're benefiting. The Chachamim said you're not allowed to, you have to wait for as long as it would have taken to do this melacha after Yom Tov or Shabbos. So Omale Rava Bar Tachlifa le Ravina, Rava Bar Tachlifa challenged Ravina and asked him, Leisa luhu mar mipnei she'enon b'nei Torah. Then since these b'nei Torah, these people who are making the canopies, they're not b'nei Torah. And since they're not b'nei Torah, therefore you should not allow them to smell from these hadasim and use these hadasim until the amount of time has transpired that they could have cut it and brought it after Yom Tov. If it would be Talmidei Chachomim, and they would not get confused, and they would know that it's also to cut it on Yom Tov, then because it's just Yom Tov Sheni, it's the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, and there are other leniencies of Yom Tov Sheni, therefore, we can understand that the Chumrah of waiting, B'kdei Sheyaseh, they wavered that. But to people who are not B'nai Torah, to Ame Oretz, they're not going to know the difference. For them, it's important that we tell them that they have to wait B'kdei Sheyaseh. Otherwise, they are going to be Mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. That was the question. Says the Gemara, Maskif Lo Rav Shemaya. Rav Shemaya is now challenging Rav Bar Tachlifa's challenging of Ravina. Ravina said that these Ame Oretz are allowed to benefit from the Adasim immediately. Rav Bar Tachlifa said to Ravina, they're not B'nai Torah, they should have to wait. Rav Shemaya is now commenting to Rav Bar Tachlifa, Taima De'enon Ben Torah, B'nai Torah, it seems from what you're saying that it's only because these Ganana are not B'nai Torah that they have to wait B'kdei Sheyaseh. Ha B'nai Torah, in the event that they would be B'nai Torah, Shari, there would be no problem of them using these Adasim immediately after Yom Tov. V'haba inon B'kdei Sheyasu. Do we not know that the Chachomim always said that when a Melocha is done for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to wait afterwards B'kdei Sheyaseh? They didn't make any separation between B'nai Torah and not B'nai Torah. Ozlu Shailu L'Rava. They then went to ask Rava, and I assume it means Rava Bar Tachlifa. They asked, what's the halacha? Omar Lu, they asked Rava, are you allowed to use these hadasim? Omar Lu, Rava answered, but inon b'kdei sheyasu. Here, he accepted what Rav Shemaya said, and he didn't say, since you're Talmud Chochem, you can smell them straight away, and if you're not Ben Torah, then he would have answered that you have to wait. No, he said across the board, you have to wait b'kdei sheyaseh, irrespective of whether you're a Ben Torah or not. And Rava accepted Rav Shemaya's opinion, and therefore the question against Ravina stays in place, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to benefit from them and smell them le'alter immediately, you have to wait. Emir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start from here.